on the phone. We should have Nubia Estefes from AIR, which is Advocates for Immigration Rights and Reconciliation. And Nubia, you're on 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Thank you for making time. I'm glad we could do this on the phone so you didn't have to risk life and limb to get here in the studio to talk about what's going on. So the invitation went out to Nubia to talk a little bit about a proposed regulation by USCIS that many of us recently found out about, which is an incredible and almost outrageous, or I will go ahead and say, in my opinion, outrageous raise in fees for various immigration processes, as well as much as in some cases, 83%. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later. But Nubia, you tell us a little bit about what you do with AIR and what AIR is and what they do in Kansas City.
Yeah, so I am the community organizer for Advocates for Immigrant Rights and Reconciliation, AIR for short. And we work about in the metro area. We have kind of two sides. We're a faith-based group. It's nonprofit and it's all faiths and some non-faiths. But we do two things. I'm in charge of the Spanish outreach or bilingual outreach of knowing your rights. I go down to different churches, libraries, organizations, and I do know your rights in Espanol, in Spanish, to talk about the rights that we have living here in the United States. That's one big part, and I love what I do. And the other part is more like a one-on-one knowing what's going on with immigration, how we could be more of allies, how we could help our community members kind of survive this administration. And we do other little stuff here and there, but those are the main things.
Right. And recently, USCIS proposed a regulation for which there's a period of public comment. And right now we're in the period of public comment. But the proposed regulation is increasing fees for visa renewals. In some cases, the increased fees for these various processes are 83%. But just to run through it very quickly, one of the raises is for DACA renewals, which is being raised to $765 from $495 if the regulation goes through. There is going to be also a raised fee for N-400 citizenship applications. There is filing fees. The citizenship application is going from $640 to $1,170. I can run through all the figures, but ultimately, tell us a little bit about what you know as far as what's going on with this and how it would affect the community in Kansas City.
So, yeah, this is, like, disheartening. It's pretty awful. So the first thought that came to my mind when I saw this, it was, like, great, another jab at our immigration, you know, our immigrants. This whole administration, it has been like one thing after another. What the hardest thing is being able to communicate this to our community. Just like the public charge, being able to communicate like, hey, this is just being proposed. It's not a law yet. It's not in effect yet. So, I mean, from 640 to 1,170, that's crazy. That's for citizenship. There's a few nonprofits in the area that help with doing citizenship applications. And a lot of the organizations use fee waivers for those who can't pay it. It's a great tool, you know, that we use to be able to help people get their citizenship. And that's even talked about getting taken away, and that's hard. The DACA, you have to renew. So it's not like one time, right, for $495. You have to renew every 2 years. So I just can't even imagine that hardship. So, yeah, it's a little bit about that.
And this hardship on individuals is immense. And what is it like for an organization like AIR or other organizations in the city that are not-for-profit and help with some of these waivers and help, you know, with scholarships and funding for some people who don't have access to that kind of money. So what is it? How is it going to affect those organizations with this proposed fee hike?
Yeah. So like I mentioned, I am a community organizer, I'm not an attorney, but my like goal is to find the resources, find somebody that's going to help this case. If it's through a normal organization, you could apply for financial assistance or see if there's funds. And this is going to hurt us because there's not a lot of funds that are able to just, yes, here's $495 for a DACA application. There's organizations like KS Moda that fundraise for this. We go out and do fundraisers, and then like 100% goes back to the community. There's organizations like El Centro who allocate a certain amounts of money for that. There's other, like Maldives had a small fund. United with Dreams had small funds that they were able to go. So this pot of funds for available for the community is not big. It's not big at all. It's hard to find any grants or any assistance that will help for filing fees. So, I mean, I won't say we will find a way, but it's just making it harder for us. That means more fundraising, that's more allocating money. For us, for AIR, we don't do direct service, like, for filing fees. So what we'll do, we'll go to churches and say, this is the case that we have, this is why we need the help, this is the outcome we will have. So it's us trying to do more advocating and fundraising for filing fees.
Yeah, and I'd imagine when that shifts to fundraising for filing fees, it takes some of that budget and some of that attention away from programs and from outreach and some of the other activities.
Right, because we still have other, you know, other problems going. We also help families who have been detained how to navigate that system. So it'll add an extra burden. But not, you know, I think, honestly, I think the fear that people... that this will put in people, it's more of a toll. You know, they're like, oh, man, I don't have that extra $1,000 sitting around. Oh, is it really important for me to become a citizen that's worth, you know, extra $1,170? So they probably, it will be cheaper to keep renewing the green card. It was not even cheaper. I think that's proposed, too. But, you know, the 83% height in doing the N-400, it is going to, you know, people are going to weigh that out. Maybe I should just renew instead of becoming to apply a citizen. Now, for DACA, that's no ifs, ands, or buts. That has to be done. That is, like, you have no other choice. You have to renew.
Yeah, and I'd imagine families would have to kind of prioritize and choose if there's mixed status families to choose between a DACA renewal and the possibility of filing for citizenship or renewing a work permit or whatever it may be to budget for it.
Right. So we there's a few organizations in the like KS Moda does a free DACA clinic. And we hear cases here and there, like, oh, we couldn't afford it. I'm like, please come and talk to us. We will find a way. But then you ask, well, what happened? In life, always, life happens, right? We might have this money saved up, but then something happens. You have to use that fund. Well, now, you know, the height to 765 every 2 years, it's just something that is going to be a burden. It's going to, you're going to have to renew, but it's just going to be a toll on our communities.
Right. And aside from, you know, the toll, the financial toll it's going to have, the other part of this is that USCIS is intending to transfer $112 million in application fees to ICE.
Right.
So it's not just a simple fee hike, but it's an ongoing effort of funding ICE through this process.
Yes. So as I look back, right, and I say this, like I said in the beginning, this is a jab at our immigrant community. This is another fear tactic and another way to, this administration is making our lives, you know, horrible. It's another jab at our immigrants. That's what it is. And by adding that is really sad. It's really sad, and I have other words, but it's just really sad and disheartening that they're adding this, taking a self-funded, USCIS is like fee-funded, right, and adding this to add to ICE, which terrorizes our community. So it's like yes, we're going to take more money if you don't renew your DACA or other visa, right? ICE will have more money to come and take you.
Yeah, and it as it has been an attack on people who, you know, are public charge was the start of it. I'm losing my words here because it's so hard to remain composed sometimes when talking about this. But it started with public charge in so many ways where there was an attack on the wealth and class of this community. And now we're moving on to these fee hikes, proposed fee hikes, which is doubling down on that even more so. But for these federal regulations to go through, there's a period of public comment, and that is a time that we have until, as a community of humans in this country, until December 30th to submit a comment. So tell our listeners a little bit about what that means and then the importance of engaging during that time.
Yeah, so like any proposed rule, there they have to read all those comments. And I'll put the link, I'll put the link up in our Facebook. Our Facebook is AIRKC. So Facebook / AIR, AIRKC. I'll put the link up there and submit a comment. We would have templates to what to say, and they're supposed to read all of this. And then it's been extended to December 30th. So we have a short time to, you know, put our words in there, just how we condemn, right, this fee increase out of the blue, out of nowhere. U.S. As a community member could go ahead in there and do that. What I'm a little bit upset is that I'm just finishing up trying to communicate to our community that we have this public charge and all that entitled. Well, we don't have it yet. What the public charge is, mm-hmm. And what is being said around in all the court cases. I just kind of finished up going to the community and talking about that, and I haven't even had time to catch up for this increased fee.
Yeah.
To go back in the community. So they're just like, they're hitting us left and right, basically.
Yeah, and I'd imagine this is a time for allies and other members of the community also to submit comment, to pick up a little bit of that work where they're obviously exhausting many people who are advocates and reaching out, as you said, right now just finishing up with public charge, and now there's this. So anyone can submit a comment, and once again, what would a comment consist of?
You could be like, hey, I am an American. I was looking through the comments, mm-hmm. just saying, hey, I am American. I'm an American. Or I am a community member. I am anybody. I'm just writing in a petition to the USCIS proposed rule fee increasing for applications. We have a template, but you could put, they're short, one, sweet to the point, don't raise fees for the record. Or it could be a long one saying why you disagree with this. You know, I made a whole like paragraph almost explaining how this would hurt our community members, how the fees, when I went through it, it was really hard, and that was, you know, they were still a little bit lower. But mm-hmm. I still had to work two jobs to kind of submit all my paperwork. Mm-hmm. So anybody could just go in there and just like, hey, I don't agree with this. I'm against this. They have to read the comments. So please, this is a great, like you mentioned, great for our allies and our community members. Just come together and help us out and make sure we comment.
Okay, great. So that deadline is December 30th, and thanks for taking this time to speak to our listeners about what's happening in the greater community, and let them know one more time the Facebook page for AIR and where they can have access to that link.
Yes, so that's Facebook / AIR, AIRRKC, and yeah, that's our Facebook.
All right, thanks, Nubia, and stay safe out there. Don't leave the house today.
Yeah, you too. Try to make it home safe.
Yeah, it's a snowy day. So thanks for your time. Nubia Estefas from AIR, Advocates for Immigration Rights and Reconciliation in Kansas City. And as we spoke a little bit, this was in regard to a period of public comment that exists when there are proposed federal regulations. In this case, a fee hike that involves everything from raising fees for citizenship applications on to removing fee waivers, even in cases of domestic abuse. as well as putting that money into ICE, reinforcement, funding it, strengthening it if this goes through. The period of public comment exists for individuals to write in and comment on this proposal. That can be done so via the link on the website of USCIS, or you can also do it via mail. As Nubia said, there is a an example of what a public comment could look like for those interested in looking at the template on the AIR Facebook page. For the rest of you, you can simply tell a story of how this could affect you, your community, how it could affect your job or your organization, how it would affect your students, your coworkers, your family members, your neighbors, your immediate neighborhood, or the greater Kansas City culture. It doesn't have to be, obviously, Kansas City culture. It can simply be the fact that this kind of pressure would then put an immense effect also on the economy of the city and this area. So the link for USCIS, as said earlier, is regulations.gov, so regulations with an S, .gov. And the mailing address is also on their website, and you can send it in that way. As long as it is postmarked by December 30th, and as long as comments are submitted by December 30th. Thanks again to Nubia, and for more information about AIR, you can go to their Facebook page and find out how you can volunteer and or find out more about what they do in our community. You're listening to 90.1 FM, KKFI Kansas City Community Radio, and we're going to listen to music from here on out after a couple of station announcements.